Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia through the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where, as you can see on the screen behind me, today we are going to be talking about specially anointed Christians. What do you think? Is there a certain class, superclass of Christians who are specially anointed by God? Now, why is this a hot topic? Because there are many preachers, pastors, and even female pastors, pastorettes, I guess, who claim that they are the specially anointed man or woman of God. And as a result, they have special powers, special wisdom, special insight, a special relationship with God that is far superior, they say, to just the regular run-of-the-mill Christians. And because of that, they claim to have full authority over, you know, the second-class Christians. They claim to have full control over the second-class Christians who are not specially anointed. And they also have full authority and full control over every aspect of a Christian's life, including their checkbook. And I have to tell you something. This idea of specially anointed Christians is spreading like wildfire throughout Christendom, and it is completely unbiblical. Let me show you what I mean. The Bible does talk about the anointed one. In fact, in Psalm 2, we read God saying, "Why are the nations in an uproar and the peoples devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord," and listen carefully, "and against his anointed." So God is talking about how earthly rulers decide, hey, we don't need to submit to God. We're going to take our stand against God and against God's anointed. Messiah. Meshiach is the Hebrew word. Messiah, the anointed one. So these earthly rulers are taking their stand against God and the Messiah. And they say, "Let us tear off their feathers apart and cast away their cords from us." But he who sits in heaven, God laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then he will speak to them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, "But as for me," this is God talking, "I've installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain." Who's that? "I will surely tell the decree of the Lord. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me and I will surely give the nations as your inheritance and the very ends of the earth as your possession.'" Who's the anointed one? The son, the Messiah, who was to come. And God says of the son, "You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall shatter them like earthenware. Now therefore, O kings," God says, God warns, "show discernment. Take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoice with trembling. Do homage, honor to the Son, that he not become angry and you perish in the way. For his wrath may soon be kindled, but how blessed are all who take refuge in him." In whom? The anointed one, the Meshiach, the Messiah, God the Son. So we see here in Psalm 2, God was talking about one, the anointed one, the Messiah who was to come, who is the true king, and who would shatter all earthly kings who would not pay homage to him. Well, in Isaiah 61, we see a prophecy that the anointed one, the Messiah, would say about himself when he came. Isaiah 61, starting in verse 1. This is what the Messiah, the anointed one, would declare when he finally arrived. What would he say? The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. By the way, you see the Trinity right there. Spirit, Holy Spirit, of the Lord God, the Father, is upon me, the Son. Because the Lord has anointed me. This is the Messiah talking. To bring good news to the afflicted, he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord, that's salvation, and the day of vengeance of our God, that's judgment. So we see here Isaiah, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 700 some years before the birth of Christ, he prophesies that which the Messiah would declare about himself. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance to our God. Do you see it? The Messiah, the specially anointed one, fulfilling the anointed offices of prophet, priest, and king. And then we go to Luke chapter 4. Jesus goes to his hometown synagogue in Nazareth, and he stands up, and he's given the opportunity to read the scripture and then to expound it, explain it. And we're told that our Lord opened the scroll and found the place where it was written. Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set those free who are oppressed, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. He came the first time to bring salvation. The second time he's coming to bring judgment. And then verse 20. Jesus closed the book after quoting Isaiah 61 that we just read. He closed the book, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And all the eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. And Jesus began to say to them, today, this scripture. You know what he just read about? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. He has sent me to preach the gospel. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives. He has sent me to give recovery of sight to the blind. He has sent me to set free those who are oppressed. He has sent me to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And Jesus said, today, this scripture, referring back to Isaiah 61, Jesus declared, this scripture today has been fulfilled in your hearing. What was Jesus calling himself here? The promised Messiah. Referring back to Isaiah 61, you could even go back all the way back to Psalm 2, where God said, I will install my king, the anointed one, the Messiah. And blessed are those who take refuge in him, right? And so we see that Jesus Christ is the anointed one. By the way, Christ, Christos. It means Messiah, anointed one in the Greek, right? You understand? Jesus Christ. Christ is not his last name, right? Okay. Jesus means Savior. Christ means Messiah, anointed one. Jesus has fulfilled the anointed three offices from the Old Testament, prophet, priest, and king. Jesus is the perfect prophet. He explained God. to people. No need for further explanation. He's the perfect prophet. He's a perfect priest. He offered himself once for all time as that perfect, all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of his people. No need for further sacrifices. Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He perfectly fulfills all three offices of prophet, priest, and king because he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Now, I would say, specially anointed Christ, but specially anointed Christians? Wait a second. If Christ has already fulfilled those three offices, prophet, priest, and king, if we have the mind of Christ here in the word of Christ, why does God need to give certain superior Christians a special anointing? Like for what? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Guess what? All Christians are specially anointed. How do we know that? Verse 21, now he, God, who establishes us, Christians, with you in Christ and anointed us, is God, who also sealed us and gave us the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Do you see what Scripture's saying here about Christians? God established us in Christ. Would you agree with that? Sure, you say by grace alone, through faith alone, and Christ alone. It's all of God. It's all of his grace. It's all for his glory, right? Okay, so God has established us in Christ. All Christians or just a super special class of Christians? Come on, all Christians. So God has established us in Christ. And God is the one who has anointed us, Scripture says. All Christians. Well, wait a second. Well, what does that mean? Well, he has sealed us, and he has given us God the Holy Spirit in our hearts as a pledge, as a down payment, as a guarantee of our future glorification. So, God has established all Christians in Christ. God has anointed all Christians in Christ because God has given his Holy Spirit to all Christians. And therefore, let's remove the word specially and ask the question, anointed Christians? Absolutely. Romans 8, 9, if the Holy Spirit doesn't live in you, you're not in Christ. But if the Holy Spirit lives in you, guess what? You're anointed, Christian. You're sealed by the Holy Spirit who lives in you. So, anointed Christians? But of course, all Christians are anointed. Regenerated by the Holy Spirit, sealed by the Holy Spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Scriptures are illuminated by the Holy Spirit to believers. So all Christians are anointed in that respect. Again, we're not specially anointed like Christ, right? He is the only Messiah, the one and only Messiah, whom God talked about in Psalm 2, whom God told Isaiah to prophesy about in Isaiah 61. And then Jesus shows up in the synagogue in Nazareth and says, I'm that one. Today, that scripture, Isaiah 61, is fulfilled in me. He is the specially anointed one. He's the Messiah, the Mashiach, Christos. And all Christians are anointed because we've been baptized into Christ by the Holy Spirit, but we are not Christ. And there's not different classes of Christians. We are all one in Christ. Because we are all anointed by the Spirit. Yet, these people who claim to be specially anointed Christians, they set themselves up as kind of like a superior class of Christians where everybody else has to bow to their authority, has to submit to their words, and has to do what they tell them to do. That is so unbiblical, and it is so demonic. It's unbiblical because all Christians are anointed. It's unbiblical because nowhere in Scripture do we see a superior class of Christians versus the second class ones. And it's so demonic because it I can't tell you how many horror stories I have heard. About well-meaning Christians who were deceived into thinking that the man or woman of God who supposedly had a special anointing from God. I can't tell you how many horror stories I've heard of how people were abused by this heretical false teaching about specially anointed Christians. I can't tell you about how many women were sexually abused, duped, deceived into doing certain things they knew were wrong, but they did it. Why? Because the specially anointed man of God told me I needed to do this. Can't tell you how many horror stories I've heard of people mortgaging their homes, draining their bank accounts because the specially anointed man or woman of God said, hey, God told me that if you sow a big enough seed of faith, God's going to heal your dying loved one. God will heal your precious child who's in a vegetative state. God will allow your loved one to get up out of that wheelchair and walk and never have to experience paralysis again. And desperate people will do desperate things and believe the most demonic, deceiving things in the hope of trying to help their loved ones. And these men and women who claim to be specially anointed Christians, who have a superior status to the rest of the Christians, these men and women are not followers of Christ. They are working for the Antichrist. And they are deceiving countless people. Again, Jesus said, by their fruit you shall know them. You set yourself up to be a part of a superior class of Christians? Sorry, that's called pride. God opposes the proud, gives more grace to the humble. A person like that is working in opposition to God. Who is the great opposer to God? Satan. So when people claim to be specially anointed Christians, setting themselves above everybody else, you know that's not of God. In like manner, when you have people who claim to be specially anointed Christians who will abuse their supposed power and position to satisfy their fleshly needs, you know that's not of God. That's of Satan. And when you see supposed specially anointed Christians claiming to be able to give sight to the blind, raise the dead, set people free from debilitating diseases, you know what these charlatans are claiming? That they're the Messiah. Because isn't that what Jesus said about himself? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, not on us. He says on me, because he, the Father, has anointed me, Jesus said, to give sight to the blind, spiritual and physical, to raise the dead in the spiritual and physical realm, to set captives free from debilitating diseases, yes, but most importantly, from spiritual bondage. There's only one Messiah. There's only one, the anointed one, God the Son. Yet these charlatans today who claim to be specially anointed Christians, they say they have the same power and calling as Christ did. And they're claiming to be able to have done all kinds of the same miracles that Christ did. Yet, it's funny how none of those miracles are ever verifiable. Why? Because they're shams. And yet, people are flocking to be touched by the specially anointed man or woman of God. They are flocking and giving all their finances to the specially anointed man or woman of God because they believe these specially anointed Christians are in a class above. They hear directly from God, even outside of scriptures. They have special powers from God that nobody else has. They have special privileges from God. Yes, even to deceive people to satisfy their flesh. Oh boy. Imagine those people when they have to stand before the Lord. Well, don't have to imagine. Matthew 7, as I conclude, Jesus warned, verses 21 through 23, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father, honoring Christ, the true Messiah, submitting to him as Lord, as Savior, living for him, exalting him. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Look how anointed we were. And in your name, didn't we cast out demons? Look how anointed we were. And in your name, perform many miracles. Look how anointed we were. And Jesus said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. Oh. The one true anointed one, Jesus Christ. He declared it in that synagogue in Nazareth. He demonstrated it throughout his earthly ministry. As Christians, We are all equally anointed. God the Holy Spirit lives in us. God the Holy Spirit has sealed us. God the Holy Spirit is with us and in us. And there are no superior classes of Christians. Yes, we have spiritual gifts. We all have different gifts, not to exalt ourselves, but for the common good, the building up of the body of Christ, for the glory of Christ. And don't fall into the trap of following man or woman who claims to have a special anointing from God. Because Jesus in Matthew 24 made a very clear warning. Verse 24, Jesus said, false Christs, false messiahs, false anointed ones, and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Jesus said, behold, I've told you this in advance. Are there specially anointed Christians? Absolutely. Well, yes, because God the Holy Spirit is in us. We're all specially anointed, but there are not some who are more anointed than others. And those who claim to be, Jesus predicted they would be here. They are false messiahs, false prophets. And what is their job? Not to point you to Christ, but to mislead and deceive. They work for the Antichrist. Christian, don't follow these people, because Scripture is very clear where they're going to end up. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.